forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 53. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. For the second time in a month, a Kansan has won a $1 million lottery ticket. The winner is from Northeast Kansas, but they did not disclose the city or county nor the identity of the winner. The previous $1 million winner was in late September and in South Central Kansas. The same drawing also saw that three Kansans won $50,000, with two in Northeast Kansas and one in Southeast Kansas. After taking a few years off from COVID, the Nigerian Association of Wichita hosted an event to raise money and share their culture. Jane Ekwiriri, the president of the Women's Nigerian Association of Wichita, spoke with KSN.
Not everybody has money or time to travel to Africa. We bring those cultures here for the locals to come and see what it is all about.
The group also added that their job is to go and help where they are needed. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Wichita Black Nurses Association celebrated their 50th anniversary as they helped to address health equities and disparities across our city and state. They started with blood pressure and glucose checks and have moved on to immunizations and helping with COVID-19. Martha Dawson, the 13th president of the National Black Nurses Association, spoke with KSN.
One of the things we are wrestling with today is that there is a nursing shortage. So we are really going into the elementary schools and the junior high school and high schools, encouraging others to come into the profession.
The association wants to encourage more diversity in this particular field, noting that only 7.8% of nurses are Black. Topeka Public Schools has released a statement following the death of 5-year-old Zoe Felix, mentioning that she was a former student at Shaner Early Learning Academy. Superintendent Tiffany Anderson added that it has been a heartbreaking week for all of us. Neither a funeral nor a memorial service has been announced yet, but they are asking for donations to go to early childhood programs. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. $449 million have been allocated to Nebraska for transportation programs. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration has announced that it's allocated all that money in the fiscal year for 2024 apportionments for 12 programs. The two programs receiving the most amount of money is the National Highway Performance Program with over $220 million and the Surface Transportation Block Grant with over $107 million. The $449 million is part of $61 billion as a part of President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Hastings College will be hosting a solar eclipse viewing before the Broncos football game on Saturday, October 14th. The viewing will take place outside Lloyd Wilson Field from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Equipment such as a solar telescope,
A small solar image projector called a sunspotter and a limited number of eclipse glasses will be available to safely observe the partial eclipse. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Informational meetings regarding the sales tax proposal on the ballot for the Marshall County Jail Project are planned this evening at 7 at the Helvering Center in Marysville and Wednesday evening at 7 at the Waterville Community Center. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve a notice of hearing for tax abatement for Landall Ventures for expansion of Landall Company operations adjacent to Shop 50 east of Marysville. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is being sought for a new 42,000-square-foot facility that would allow continued expansion of operations to accommodate increased demand. Challenges finding additional employees for second and third shift have forced Landall to focus on increased production with first shift. 28 new jobs could be created with additional equipment to add efficiency. The abatement will be considered at a public hearing October 28th at 10 a.m. Commissioners received a letter sent to a landowner in Oquito Township regarding the shared bridge between Marshall and Gage County, advising they will not be allowed to access property via the Nebraska side. Public Works will get an updated bid on the bridge replacement. Commissioners voted to transfer $1 million from the general fund to capital improvement and $115,000 from the general fund to risk management. Public Works advising that Limestone Road between 4th and 5th was closed Friday and will remain closed approximately 6 weeks for a bridge project. Washington County Economic Development Board met with Washington County Commissioners who are considering combining economic development and tourism boards. They're looking at creating a full-time position with the county. After discussion, no decision was made. John Bruna currently serves economic development, and Gloria Moore recently retired as tourism director. Viewing a bridge at Hanover that's being replaced with $1 million in state funding, that project remains $90,000 short. It was noted the county owns bridges in communities with less than 2,000 population. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to extend the moratorium on commercial wind projects at last week's meeting, and after discussion, unanimously approved the 2024 budget at 36.057 mills. During public forum at last week's Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting, several residents spoke with concerns regarding a proposed confined animal feeding operation near Liberty. Truck traffic on an Highland Grove Township road, groundwater contamination, potential odor, and impact on property values were mentioned. An October 18th public hearing on the matter is scheduled. Liberty residents have also picketed supervisors outside the courthouse prior to recent meetings. A stolen vehicle was recovered Thursday afternoon from a lake 8 miles south of Havensville in Pottawatomie County. A dive team was called in to assist. No one was discovered inside. The vehicle had been reported stolen out of Shawnee County, and the investigation continues. Sentencing last week for a Wymore man, 51-year-old James Bender, resulted in a 7-year prison term with 18 months supervised probation and revocation of his driver's license for 15 years. Facing several drug charges, previous offenses were noted by the judge in Gage County District Court.
A combine and a train collided in northern Gage County Friday afternoon, resulting in a fatality. The combine operator, who remains to be identified, was struck by the Burlington Northern train at 110th and Apple Roads near Firth. Jack Ratliff Jr., age 71 of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Private family services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jack Ratliff Jr. Michael D. McClary, age 67, of Overland Park, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. Memorial service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Christian Church. Nernment at the Vermilion Cemetery. Popkiss Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Michael McClary.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, October 13th at the Marysville Elementary School and Friday, October 20th at the Waterville Elementary School from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, age 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are absolutely free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule your appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Some showers are possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. Then showers do become more likely into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Showers are likely all day Thursday with some sunshine and our highs in the lower 70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are likely into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still a chance for some rain on Friday, otherwise cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain early Friday night, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 45. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 47 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 6:58.
Autumn leaves don't change color as much as they reveal what's been there all along. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called remodeling loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. But how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no-deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 10th, the 283rd day of the year. Jazz pianist Thelonious Monk was born on this day 106 years ago. To show your true colors is a term that dates back to naval lore, when enemy ships would fly false colors as a means of deception. But we might also say that trees are showing their true colors in the fall. As the days shorten, photosynthesis stops. As we've all learned in school, that's the process that produces chlorophyll and the leaves' green pigment. As the grain fades, the leaves' true colors are revealed. That's especially true for the yellow and gold leaves. The orange, red, and rust colors come from anthocyanin, a sort of natural sunscreen produced by trees to keep nutrient gathering going as long as possible. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 14th for Seneca's Oktoberfest celebration. Start your day with a craft fair from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. featuring a wide variety of handmade goods. Don't miss the beer tasting from 4 to 7 p.m. Tickets for the beer tasting are just $25 and can be purchased in advance or the day of. Live music will be provided by Paul Siebert from noon to 3 and the Checklanders from 4 to 7. Be sure to check out all of Seneca's retail shops and eateries during Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 14th in downtown Seneca. Questions? Call the Seneca Area Chamber in downtown Impact at 785-336-1313.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs walked away with the victory in Minneapolis over the Vikings 27-20. Mahomes was 31 for 41 for 281 yards and two touchdowns. He has now beaten every team in the NFL except for the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce caught 10 balls for 67 yards and a touchdown, but he had a non-contact ankle injury in the second quarter. He was able to return to the game, though. If the season were to end today, the Kansas City Chiefs would be the top seed in the AFC. Despite having the same records as the Dolphins, who have a conference loss, the Chiefs will move on a short week as they play the Denver Broncos at Arrowhead on Thursday Night Football. The Broncos lost 31-21 to the New York Jets with their former head coach Nathaniel Hackett as the Jets' offensive coordinator. The Chiefs have three straight AFC West matchups with the Broncos this Thursday, the Chargers the Sunday after that, and then the Broncos once again, that time in Denver. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Boom, it's big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do! Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 3 years running.
Rusty X40, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, NRRP-65325, sale price $54,325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing, select new Ford for up to 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest and fees from purchasing. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10/31/23.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. KU is back in the AP Top 25 poll at number 23 with Kentucky and the University of Miami behind them. Another Big 12 team, West Virginia, was just outside receiving 26 votes. The top five has changed with the loss to Texas. Georgia is still at number one. Michigan is still at number two. Ohio State is at three. Florida State at four. And the team that beat Texas, Oklahoma, is at number five. The largest jump by any team was Louisville, jumping 11 spots to number 14 from 25, and the largest fall is from the team that they beat, Notre Dame, dropping from number 10 to number 21. Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy discussed with the media about the wide receiver core and potentially some of the struggles that they go through.
For us, it's our job as coaches to put them in different spots to utilize their strengths. At the same time, they also know that they got to know these circles and spots within the offense.
Marysville girls tennis team won regional competition, hosting 10 teams this past weekend, with Shea Kramer first in singles, Grace Winkler placed fourth, in doubles Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon won first, Kate Fries and Aubrey Veering placed fourth. The 1-2-3A state tournament is in Topeka.
Whether you're moving to a new location, having construction work done, or suffering with underground utility repair, you may be forced to move perennials out of their garden and into temporary storage. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider digging and planting the perennials in containers. Use old plastic pots headed for recycling and a quality potting mix. Plant the perennials at the same depth they were growing in the garden. Check soil moisture daily and water thoroughly as needed. Those in cold climates will need to provide winter protection. Sink the pots in the ground to insulate the roots. Or store the potted plants in an unheated garage and water whenever the soil is thawed and dry. You can also heal the plants in a vacant garden bed Dig a trench, set the plants close together, and cover the roots with soil. Water thoroughly as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their absolute best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard, proudly serving part-time in their home state. When storms, floods, or wildfires tear through the state, the Kansas Army National Guard is there to help Kansans stay safe and help communities recover. Their service also provides them a chance to further their education with 100% state tuition assistance, low-cost health insurance, and leadership skills that will help them succeed. All of this comes from their part-time service, leaving them plenty of time to enjoy life with their family and friends. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This impressive fort has stood watch over the Atlantic for nearly 400 years. For some of the sentries who scanned the ocean for invading navies, the fear was not a foreign fleet, but rather the devil himself. Isolated events grew into stories which gave way to tales of sentries vanishing into the night. This is edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The massive fortifications of El Morro and San Cristobal in San Juan were begun in the 1530s. Walter Chavez says one part of the structure is home to some mysterious events.
The Devil Sentry Box was actually the first piece that they built, so it was kind of like a small fortification in itself, but basically it was a sentry box.
A sentry would be stationed there for a watch. Those who had the night shift might have been terrified by the stories of those who held the post before them.
They got to get its name of the Devil Sentry Box because there's tales about the soldiers who actually would have to spend the night there. In the morning, they'd go looking for the soldier, and all they would find would be his uniform.
Story of the sentry's demise grew into tales of the devil capturing the soldier in the night. The reality is probably far from it.
More than likely, what it really was that these soldiers just basically gave up on being in the army and maybe found themselves a local girl that maybe they wanted to go off with, and that's probably what happened.
What is perhaps more amazing is that these fortifications were used for over 400 years, the last century of which was under U.S. control. The old fort is still here, but there are pieces of modern military barracks within it.
The bunkers that you see here that kind of remind you of what you used to see over in Normandy and places like that, well, that's what they were. They were here to look for U-boats and things like that during the World War II times. It's gone through a series of transformations.
Today, San Juan National Historic Site is truly a jewel in the park system, a place not to be missed, and a place where you will be mesmerized by the gigantic structures of old. Traveling the countryside in San Juan, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Barbara Norbert Norris Saturday, October 14th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, electric hand planer, belt sander, chainsaw. Guns sell at noon, including 12-gauge shotguns, 30-30 rifle, 410 bolt-action shotgun, Japanese rifle, British rifle, BB gun, pellet gun, starter pistol. Household items include a buffet, lighted glass front hutch, chest of drawers, Lazy Boy recliner, 2 swivel rockers, a KU rocking chair, tables and chairs, the usual run of kitchen items. Collectibles include Pony Express items, a few 30s and 40s license plates, some pocket knives, Toys include Hot Wheels cars, some tractors, an HO train set, lots and lots of fancy glassware and dinnerware, pink and green depression glass, commemorative plates, and other miscellaneous items. This is state auction for Barb and Norbert Norris, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Holmstead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
This Halloween season, head to Sonic for a trick-or-treat blast. You'll get Oreo cookie pieces, Heath toffee, and M&M's minis all blended together with your choice of creamy vanilla or decadent chocolate. No, this isn't a trick. You really get three Halloween favorites all in one delicious blast. And without even having to steal from your children. Sonic Trick-or-Treat Blasts. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. All third-party trademarks used under license.
If you want a prediction for winter, look for a woolly bear caterpillar. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Scientifically, the insect has no key to the forecast, but it's fun folklore as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Warm, sunny fall day, and you might see a fuzzy black caterpillar with a reddish-brown band around its middle. The woolly bear caterpillar, or woolly worm, is a beloved part of our fall culture as a predictor of winter weather. Legend has it if the red band around its middle is wide, the winter will be mild. If the red band is narrow, you'd better have the snow shovels ready. And if you see them inching their way south, that means they're running from colder weather. Jody Green is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says the myth picked up steam in 1948 by an insect curator at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
He collected woolly bear caterpillars for a number of years and measured their little midsection, that reddish area, and then he kind of tracks the weather patterns. Evidently, it's been debunked, so it no longer stands because there are scientific reasons why some of those bands are narrower and wider.
She says the width of the red band probably has more to do with past weather than future. Good weather conditions produce growing caterpillars.
The caterpillars have 13 segments. They can count the number of segments that are changing color. And so what happens is that as they age, they actually get a larger band. And so older caterpillars are going to have a larger red-brown band.
Even though there's no scientific evidence that caterpillars know something we don't, it's still fun to think along those lines. The insect is so popular, several towns in the United States and Canada have fall festivals to celebrate the legend of the woolly bear caterpillar. Learn more about woolly bear folklore at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking for health services in Washington County? Visit the Washington County Health Department. Health fair labs are offered Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. all year long at health fair pricing. They offer blood profiles, vitamin D level testing, and for men, prostate-specific antigen checks. Plus, vaccinations are available every weekday. Your health matters. Call the Washington County Health Department at 785-325-2600 to schedule your appointment today. The tradition continues at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Bring the whole family for some fall fun. They have something for everyone, from little pumpkins to giant stacker pumpkins, gourds, decorative squash, and more. Their patch is bursting with vibrant colors and unique shapes. Snap a pic and create unforgettable moments at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Come see them 1 mile east of Walmart, Wednesday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Credit cards and Venmo accepted.
The organization known as the Future Farmers of America is alive and well, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. According to the timeline on the FFA.org website, the Future Farmers of America was officially established in 1928. The familiar blue and gold jackets worn by members were adopted officially in 1933. Communications manager Christy Meyer says there are nearly 1 million members in the National FFA currently.
The wonderful thing about the National FFA organization is we've definitely evolved over time. Agriculture is so diverse. We're definitely production agriculture, but there's so many opportunities in agriculture and careers in agriculture. With more than 350 careers, I think our members are realizing that and realizing that agriculture touches our daily lives.
One thing you might not know about FFA is there's an adjunct group of alumni and supporters known as the Forever Blue Network. Speaking of alumni, FFA boasts some notables you've probably heard of. Country singer, songwriter, Johnny Cash, Don Henley from the Eagles, and chart topper, Taylor Swift. Former President Jimmy Carter was in FFA, as were multiple state governors and members of Congress. Even Jim Davis, creator of the Garfield comic strip, wore the blue and gold. More on FFA tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new, and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While Washington, D.C. is relatively stagnant as we get ready for the vote for Speaker of the House again starting this week, as the U.S. House of Representatives is out of session until they face the task of electing a new Speaker of the House, which is planned on Tuesday and Wednesday after Tuesday's motion to vacate positions last week with a 216 to 210 vote. And the Republican conference said that they are planning to meet on Tuesday to vote for their next candidate. The next day is two congressmen, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, have both put their hats in the ring, and former President Donald Trump has officially endorsed Jim Jordan for that seat. Ethan Lane, the vice president for government affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says from the agricultural standpoint, he's spoken with several different U.S. House members over the past couple of days regarding the process on how things are going.
None of them have told me they think this will be over in a timely manner. But I think it's important to recognize the difference between, you know, the 15 ballot Kevin McCarthy vote and what we're looking at now. I don't think either of these candidates is necessarily a third rail to some members like Speaker McCarthy was. But I do think there are folks who have sort of aligned themselves with one or the other. it's hard to tell how long they'll maintain those alliances before sort of deciding, okay, you know, let's go with your guy. And that could be Wednesday. That could be Thursday. I think some of the conservative members I've talked to, and I'm saying small C conservative, right, less optimistic members have felt like they could spend most of next week talking about this.
He goes on to say that the House can still hold hearings right now and still process bills, and Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry of North Carolina is overseeing that open session right now.
That type of governing is what these folks that are rejecting Kevin McCarthy were objecting to, right? Is the idea of, you know, these big year-end packages rather than regular order bills. But it's those same members putting things in those bills that makes them impossible to pass in the whole chambers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
When there's frost in the forecast, pay attention to what your livestock are grazing on. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Forage crops such as Sudan grass, sorghum, and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid, which is poisonous to cattle and sheep. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth. They can die within an hour if not treated. There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum sedan grass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after instilling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Tuesday today, getting ready to wrap up trading for a Tuesday here in just a little bit. We're still seeing pretty stagnant, a little bit lower in the grain markets overall. Soybeans are still lingering in the positive right now. Corn and wheat still mostly lower. Livestock is moving in the downward direction. We'll see how they close in a little bit. In the corn market, December corn's down right now 2.5 cents at 485 3/4. March corn down by 2.5 at 501 1/4 cents in the wheat market. December KC wheat down 11.5 to 674.5, with the March KC wheat down 11.25 at 683.5. Oats market right now slightly lower as well, with December oats down by 6.25 to 414.25, with the March oats down by 3.25 cents. In the bean markets, we are still lingering in the positive here. November soybeans up 4.75 to 1268 3/4. January up 3.75 to 1286 1/4. On the meal side, October meal up 60 cents at 371.5, with the December up 140 and the green to 376 even. And the soybean oil for December down 94 cents at $53 even. In the cotton market, real quick, we see mostly lumbers here. December cotton's down $1.35 at $85.61. March cotton down $1.20, sitting at $87.40 overall. We'll take a quick look at your U.S. dollar index. December index right now is down 26 cents at 105.55. March index down by 37 cents at 105.05. British pound is in the green slightly, sitting at 122. Japanese yen, and not a whole lot of movement there, to 68 cents. And the euro is sitting at 106 right now. 30-year bonds are slightly in the green, sitting at 112.50. The 30-year bonds for March also up in the green at 112.13. And the 10-year notes right now, not a lot of movement for the December at 107.27. The March in the green at 108.06. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 3-
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca. Best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Cooperatives are important to many farmers and rural communities. Director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brueggemann, discusses cooperatives in Kansas and how they support their town. The quantity of co-ops in Kansas has decreased greatly since the mid-1900s.
To the 1950s, we had a total of 364 total co-ops. That was our peak here within Kansas for farmer co-ops. But since that time, through various reasons, I mean, agriculture has changed a lot. Today, we sit at 56 co-ops in the state of Kansas for farmer co-ops. So there's been a fair amount of change through the industry.
Brueggemann says when it's a tough year for producers, it often impacts the cooperatives as well.
Well, if we look out across the state, it's not terribly surprising that if you're handling a lot of grain coming off of a pretty tough drought year, things are challenging. You know, for many farmer cooperatives, what drives a lot of the financials is handling volume. And when we have drought, that really can significantly hurt income statements, profitability, can hurt balance sheets when you look at a liquidity standpoint. So there are challenges out there, but there's certainly opportunities as well, too. As we look at, you know, all types of co-ops, whether a big co-op, a medium-sized co-op, or a small co-op, it's all about creating value and opportunities for our members.
He explains how co-ops can contribute to a town's well-being.
A while back, we did some research on just the economic impact of farmer cooperatives throughout the state. And one of the findings that came through that is that by creating a job at a farmer co-op, that helps support another job within the community. So it can actually help with job creation. And the thought process on that is through just that ripple effect, that if we have somebody employed within this community, that they're going to spend their money within that local community as well, which can help support a local grocery store, a local hardware store. So that was one of the findings that we found. But it's also, you know, if you look out across the state, these local co-ops, you know, are a significant employer in rural areas, also pay a sizable amount of taxes, property taxes as well. So that also helps provide support to many of our rural communities within Kansas.
That was the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brueggemann, with the benefits of cooperatives in communities. October is a great time to keep cooperatives in mind because it is National Cooperative Month. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning. From top to bottom, inside and out, call Peak Construction.
562-6380. The lights in the harbor don't shine for me.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.